Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Supernatural Thursday, and you are listening to My Supernatural Life. I am Frankie, and I have Mr. Anthony on the other line here. Hey, Mr. Anthony.
Hey, Frankie. How you doing? Are you ready for the full moon?
Oh, my God. Let's just get this full moon over with already.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people always ask me if a full moon is good or bad. So we have a full moon at 12:05 p.m. California time on September 16th, 2016. So it's going to affect a lot of people.
So that's tomorrow afternoon at 5 minutes after 12 noon.
Correct.
It's a full moon. And now isn't it an eclipse as well?
Correct. It'll be a lunar eclipse, which makes it like extra powerful
for people.
You. Okay.
Hey, Mr. Anthony.
Was there like a dead air there?
Hold on. We have a little Mercury retrograde happening here. Hold on. Is it over yet? Let's see. Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Why don't you hang up and oh, yeah, there you are. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Are we back?
Yes. You're back.
Okay, great. That's your favorite. I know, Frankie. Mercury retrograde, you love it.
I love it. Woo-hoo.
Don't you?
Oh, my God. Between that and the full moon, I just... You ever feel like you just want to, like, go to sleep for, like, a few days, and then when things, like, really pass, then you want to wake up? That's
sure.
Kind of like how I'm at. I'm like, maybe I
there
should
you
just
go.
Sleep
yeah.
on Monday.
You described the full moon exactly. Exactly what it means. So it's a Pisces lunar eclipse. So it's affecting, if you're a Pisces, Virgo, Gemini, Aquarius, signs. Basically means if there are anything that you want to like let go of or take a time out or compromise. But it's very emotional for a lot of people. You know, and then a lot of people want to know about love and romance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you want to know about love and romance, Frankie?
All the time. not Maybe I don't want to know. How about that? Maybe I just want to wait a few days.
Exactly. 3 days.
Yeah, I bet you 3 days. I'll just wait for 3 days and then.
If it's 3 days or 3 days or take a trip to Yuma, Arizona.
Oh, that sounds so good. I love it.
Wouldn't
Arizona.
That be nice?
My family's from there. Yeah.
Or no.
Road trip.
Or Sedona,
oh, that
somewhere.
So great.
Does that sound good?
Sedona is where I love to go. You know, the little Cocopelli guy that's all over Sedona?
Right.
Well, I have a tattoo of that little guy.
Really? So
now,
you had it down there like a long
about.
Time ago? So it was like a long time ago?
When I came back, I went to a retreat there. It was a woman's spiritual retreat, and that little guy was everywhere, and it just really resonated with me, like who he was and what he represented and the god of fertility and all that. And at the time, I was really missing my mother, who had been gone, I don't know, maybe 5 years. So I got that tattoo, and a few years later, I had my daughter. So I had her, I was a little bit older, and but that was what that was. So it was kind of full circle for me of missing my mom, wanting that connection again, and getting it through my daughter. So.
And that was after you had the Cocopelli tattoo, that happened?
Yes.
It was after?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you had an immaculate conception with Cocopelli. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. something like that.
So that means
well,
you have a gifted daughter. You have a gifted daughter is what that means.
Well, she really is, actually. You see,
right?
She's an athlete. She's a performer. She's amazing. So, but let's talk about this.
Good for her.
Let's talk about, now is there, I know, thank you. Is there an eclipse as well?
Yes, look, a lot of people ask about that, and basically what that means is that it's going to be very powerful for the next 6 months. So the full moon basically be spirit versus matter. Are you happy with your daily routine with work? Are you focusing too much on drugs and alcohol or medication? Or do you have balance there? Because Pisces does represent anything with alcohol or drugs. Or purity. So you're lucky or people or have, it could be anything actually. People have addictions. It could be food addiction. Maybe people have like a soda addiction, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I also know, as you know, Frankie, some people have an addiction to Snickers, right?
To Snickers.
Or is it Milky Way? Both?
I don't know. I like Snickers better, but the Milky Way is pretty. Anyway. All right. Well, we have callers waiting, so let's get two callers, and then we can come back and talk more about the moon. And when is Mercury retrograde over, by the way?
It's going to be over as of today.
Oh, thank God. Oh, yes.
So
and I know there's a little
direct.
Residue up.
Right. So Mercury goes direct. But when Mercury was retrograde, it was the universe was asking you to reevaluate work and career, stuff like that.
And I did.
And the people you work with.
Yep. Okay. That's exactly right. Okay, well, let's get to our first caller of the night. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready to rock and roll. Are you?
I am. Okay.
In a big way.
Hi, area code. Yes, area code 502. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. I guess I should say you all. Sorry.
That's fine.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Katie, and I'm from Kentucky.
Hi, Katie from Kentucky.
Hello, I'm a first-time caller, so I'm not really sure if I'm supposed to ask a specific question or how this works.
What is your date of birth?
If you just in general would work as well. I can get my birth date as January 3rd, 1986.
Okay. So do you know that you're a Capricorn?
Yeah.
You're a Capricorn, your Earth sign.
Yes.
So you're Capricorn the goat, so you have horns. So so you don't want to get mad. Okay, so do you have a question about what's going on right now, Katie?
I'm gonna see, I guess in regards to relationships.
So you wanna know are you married, single, kids?
I am in a relationship. I've been in one for about 5 years, but it's been sour for about 3.5. Someone else has caught my interest about a year ago, and kind of like that. I don't know if that's clouding my judgment or if there's really something there. I do have a 4-year-old son, but he is not my boyfriend that I'm with. We started dating when I was pregnant, actually. So he's been around, but he's not his dad. So it's complicated.
Wow. and your question, Katie, is what?
Just where you see in regards to relationships, where you see it going.
Well, the first thing that's really grabbing me here, can you still get pregnant?
Can I? Yes, as far as I know.
Okay. Possible pregnancy between the late September through October and through November.
Of this year?
Yes. September 26th through all the way through November of this year.
Well, I don't need that to happen.
Okay, so just use extra caution because if it does happen, then it's the will of spirit for that to happen.
Okay.
So just make sure careful there, but, you know, see what happens there. Okay, so based on what you were saying, right now you're not married or you weren't married, then you've seen somebody else, correct?
No, I'm not married. I'm in a relationship. I've been in the relationship for like 5 years, but it's pretty much, it's kind
of
burning out.
Okay, so he's the baby daddy of your son.
No, he's not actually.
But somebody else.
Yeah, we started dating when I was pregnant. My son's father is, like, very active in his life, but my boyfriend is also. Yeah.
Well, the main thing I'm seeing is that if you don't want to make things more complicated, just use extra caution during that time. So what is your vibe on all this, Frankie?
Well, I would say, of course, someone new is going to cloud your judgment in an existing relationship because, you know, it just is. And I would say that, you know, in all fairness to yourself, okay, just to yourself, because I always say when we cheat, we're cheating on ourselves because we're not willing to stand to be a stand for what we have, for what's missing in our relationship. Okay, mm-hmm. So when we cheat, you know, we're cheating. I'm cheating on me, you know, because I'm not getting something from my existing. Okay, so mm-hmm. so you know, if you want to, you need to just choose, like choose the guy you're with because you choose the guy you're with, like because that's your word in the matter, or not. But to have like these things collapsing one over the other, you know. Mm-hmm. Is not doing you or anybody any good.
Any good. Mm-hmm. It's kind
you
of hurting everybody.
Just be straight with yourself, you know, about what it is that you want. And create, like, you know, write it down. My perfect guy, my partner is, makes me laugh, whatever your standards are, you know, is loving, loves my son, or you. Your son, right? You know, likes to go out, likes to dance, whatever it is that you want from a partner, and just create that perfect partner in for yourself. It doesn't have to be your boyfriend. It doesn't have to be another guy. It doesn't have, you don't attach it to a particular person. Just know that that's what's there for you. But you have to create it. If you don't create your life, life just kind of does you.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's good advice.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Let us know how it goes. I'm also going to be giving our phone numbers out on the air if you want to, you know, contact us for anything. Okay? Thanks for calling
in. Thank you so much. I'll keep listening. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, what a sweetie. All right. Where would somebody reach you if they wanted to reach you, Mr. Anthony?
So if you want to do a phone reading by phone, you can call Mr. Anthony. Mr. Anthony at area code 661-492-0065. If you want to do a phone reading. And if you want to do, if you want to email me, it would be Mr. Anthony Astrology at gmail.com. Mr. Anthony Astrology at gmail.com. If you want to do a reading over the phone.
There you go. And
so call
anytime.
Call 24/7. Call that number.
Yes.
Right now, not available in any store.
And if you call him, he'll give you my number. How about that? So, and I'm a coach, so that's just coaching that you got, Katie, okay? So we're going to go on to our next caller. Area code 949, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Susan. My birthday is 5/24/1947. This year, everything has changed. I lost my job in February. I had a massive flood damage. 2 weeks later, I've had illness. My question is, what do you see positive, you know, what positive changes do you see coming for me in relationship or career or anything that's out there?
Well, thanks for calling, Susan. Your date of birth is 5/24/47?
That's correct.
You were born on a Saturday, day of the week.
That's right, Saturday's child. At 5:55 a.m.
Where was your place of birth?
San Pedro, California.
Really?
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah, Frankie has a lot of
friends in San
Pedro.
Where are you at now? No, I don't.
Where am I at now? In Orange County, California.
Uh-huh. Okay, great.
Yeah,
so
Frankie has family there, too.
Mr. Anthony?
No. Oh, really?
Everywhere. No.
Because we're all international, right?
Yes,
well,
yes,
know,
that's true.
we're universal. Okay, here's the main thing I'm seeing here, Susan, is that you're the kind of person, okay, because you know you're a Gemini, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know that. But the thing about you is that you like stability, but you're looking at changes the past year and a half. So you're going through a test where you like reassess, reevaluate your food and diet, stuff like that. Have you thought about starting your own business?
In what? Or with what?
Okay, so the circumstances are now, are you working or not working?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear that.
Are you working right now?
Temporarily a week ago.
Okay, good.
Nothing that I'm going to stay with.
Okay, so that's just something for the meantime.
Correct.
Are you having any health issues?
Yes, I just got out of the hospital a day ago.
Is it something with the heart?
Intestinal obstruction.
Okay, because the main thing I'm seeing right now is like reassess, reevaluate your food and diet for the past month.
Yeah.
Were you doing that at the past month?
Actually, I was. I was on a diet from a gym instructor. So I was eating and evaluating pretty cleanly.
Yes, you know, the main thing I'm seeing with you, Susan, is since you're Gemini is an air sign, what I've seen a lot of it is in your mind. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, I understand what you're saying. So I would are you open to like energy healing of some sort?
Yes, I've had some this week, yes.
Okay, was it Reiki or what?
Reiki, yes.
Okay.
Well, that's really good.
How many sessions have you had?
One.
Okay. I would suggest you do it. I would recommend once a week. Is that possible?
Not sure financially at this point since I've just been off work for 6 months.
Because the main thing is a lot of healing happening between on October 1st. A lot of it is energetic. And then the other thing I would recommend, if you're able to, is do like an essence salt bathing to calm your body down. Can you do that? Are you able to do that?
I didn't quite hear what you said, what you called it.
It's E-P-S-O-N. Epsom salt bath.
Okay. Yes, of course, I can do that.
That would calm me down. Because Gemini is a very intellectual sign, but sometimes you need...
Yes.
Meaning,
I'm a Gemini.
Northern Gemini.
Susan,
oh, really?
So I'm right there with you. Oh, yeah. And then this Mercury retrograde really affects us even more, right? So,
there's
a lot of, like, energy stuff happening. And it sounds like you started to take care of your body and your well-being. And, you know, it's just what I'm hearing Mr. Anthony say is more of that, right? Like, you're on the right track. And, you know, the thing is to take this time to clear out whatever's there so that you can, you know, start something. I think, you know, he was also pointing to, like, you know, what would you like to do for work? If you could do anything, right? Like, have you thought about being in business for yourself? And if yes, you know, and not that you have to answer that, but, you know, start thinking about this new opportunity. I think sometimes when we have big breakdowns with our health and we get ourselves back on track, it's just an opportunity to really see what it is that's important to us and pursue that. And it seems like you...
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you cut out there for, she cut out.
Hi, Frankie? I think Frankie did cut out.
Yeah.
Maybe the wind blew her away because she's a Gemini and you're a Gemini. So the wind will blow her back and we'll wait for her to see what happens because
my
she's
question
in control. Yes.
My question, Mr. Anthony, is if you see something coming, in the near future in the way of relationship or career or finances, anything, because
absolutely.
Anything,
you know what? Yes. Now, that's going to be coming up in a big way after September 22nd and then after October 3rd. So you're going to be attracting a lot of offers for jobs and all that.
Oh.
So that's upcoming.
Okay.
So by you doing your healing, then it's helping you to attract that to you.
As far as so career will be the thing that the
correct.
Opportunity. All right.
Hey,
I thought perhaps
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, we can hear you now,
are.
Frankie.
Yeah. Okay.
Welcome
we
back.
We have to move. Yeah, thank you. We have to move on to, we have a couple more callers, and we want to talk to everybody, Susan, and we
all
really
right,
appreciate
thank
you calling in.
Thank
Keep
you.
Keep us posted, okay? Let us know how it's going.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Area code 323, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody. It's Reverend Diana. How are you?
Hi, Reverend Diana.
Hi,
fine. How are you?
Diana.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Been a while. I'm doing pretty good. I've had a lot of people cross the veil in the past 6 months, so that's been a little. It's been interesting. That's the best way I can say it. So. With this retrograde, it's like people are flying through the turnstile, and changes are happening. So for me,
they sure are.
Yeah, 10/5/48 is my birth date, and I would like to know what is ahead for me financially, specifically.
And your place of birth?
New York, New York.
So you're a native New Yorker.
I sure am. living in Hollywood. I'm loving it.
And you were born on a Tuesday, Reverend Diana.
Yes, sir.
You know what? We had a major shift with abundance, expansion, and growth. Jupiter went into Libra on September 9th, and you're a Libra, as you know.
Yes.
And it's going to be there for the next 13 months. But I mean, it's good luck with any legal matters. Was that legal
Yay.
Matter ever cleared up?
Not really, but it's moving toward that, and there's another one as well. We hope to have cleared up in the next month or so.
So that's all going to be in your favor.
I accept.
All that.
I accept.
Yeah, so that's like abundance, growth, things growing in a big way. And also that also includes expansion of lecturing, teaching, or writing a book, or doing like a movie or TV or something with YouTube. A lot of travel, too. So that's going to be lasting for the next 13 months for you. So it's a great time for you.
Great. Okay. That's a good thing.
What is your vibe on that, Frankie?
I'm right there with you. I know Reverend Diana. She's a real go-getter and has been working on some things for a while. And I can only imagine that with the hard work that she's been doing that, you know, they're of course going to come to fruition. So, but that's, you know, that's what I'm hearing here.
Okay.
And
for
you know
those
of you. I'm just picking something up about doing some channeling for people, like channeling like an ascended master of some sort.
Oh, yeah. I could feel that coming on. I just, it's been something I've been looking the other way. But
yeah,
okay.
It's going to come natural, Brandana.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so just go with the flow and you'll be okay.
All right. And for those of you listening, if you've never had a reading or a session with Mr. Anthony, he is scary accurate. I mean, right on the money every time.
Well, thank you, Reverend, that, and thank you.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, it's so good to hear your voice.
So good to hear yours. I'm glad you guys.
We took a break.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back doing your thing. It's good. It's a good one
too.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. And you know what? Enjoy the full moon. It's going to be at 12:05 p.m. California time.
Okay.
It's going to be the lunar eclipse. Lunar eclipse. So you're looking at integrating messages from spirit, but applied on a daily basis in a practical way as far as your daily practice of life.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thank you, Reverend Dan.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. I love our regular callers. I love our new callers. I love all the callers. So with all this energy shift, you know, our show's going to end in a few minutes, but I just wanted to give you the opportunity to tell people, you know, how to manage being extra sensitive or extra emotional. You know, I mean, this is a really interesting time where a lot of things are overlapping, like Mercury retrograde and the full moon and the eclipse and on, right? And it affects people. How do we manage that?
Well, that's a good question there, Frankie. What I do is I do a lot of hiking, riding bikes, because I'm an earth sign Virgo. So I like to be around earth stuff, trees, rocks. That's what I do. I go hiking. But basically, if you don't have access to that or whatever, what I do on a daily basis anyways, because I do a lot of traveling, just do like basic breathing exercises. So emotional about something, you might want to count to 25 with deep breath. 25 times, and then the last breath, you hold it for about 10 seconds. It's something real practical you could do before you blow up about something.
Okay.
Or maybe if you get upset because you don't have a Snickers bar available.
Well, that's really not fair.
No, it is.
I love it when people say, life's not fair. I'm like, no kidding.
You're right. It is unfair.
You're right. And we got to, you know, just kind of make it work for us, you know, with everything
the
going
other thing,
on.
The
because
other
there's
thing
always...
too, see, the full moon basically means if you can't correct things with other people, whoever they may be, if you pull back for 3 days, let it pass. Confront stuff, you could turn into the wolf man, you know, have a beard and all full of hair and everything during the full moon.
That happened to me one time, but. I try not to let that happen anymore. Yeah, I had a beard.
And you had like a little, like a fedora hat.
Yeah, but I didn't have a full beard. I had a goatee.
Well, then you had the red bandana too.
There you go. You know it. Anyway, well, we'll be back next week. And we're sorry we didn't get to everybody. I keep thinking that I'm going to make the show an hour, but a half hour seems to work. And have a really great week. Take care of yourselves, everybody. Breathe. Enjoy nature. You know, love yourselves, okay? In the midst of all that's going on in the world, in the natural and the supernatural. Have a great week.
Good night.
Good night.